Welcome to those that are with us for the shir. We're continuing where we left off in Meshivat Nefesh, Restore My Soul. It's paragraph 34 in this section, which is based on the Likutei Halachos of Rav Nosson Zal. And this paragraph is based on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Hei, paragraph Tesvav. That's chapter 5 in Hilchas Shabbos, paragraph 15. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Iker ha-hischaskus shel kol odom, one of the most basic forms of encouragement that can apply to every single person, every single Jew. Ki eich shehu tzorech l'chazik esat smoy leval yipol yoser chas v'shom, because no matter where a person is at, no matter how far down they're feeling, the person has to grab hold of themselves and try not to fall any lower. V'ikara ha-hischaskus hu al yedei Hashem. One of the most important forms of encouragement is by a person remembering the title that they carry. Hainu al yedei Shem Hashem v'shem ha-tzadikim amitim asher shmom nikrolov. The fact that we as Jews carry the name of Hashem upon us, and we carry the title, the name of the true tzadikim upon us. Shezeh b'chinas Shem Hashem, which is another aspect of the name of Hashem. Ki shmo yisborach mishutof b'shmom, because we know that Hashem places his name together with the tzaddikim. The Gemara tells us there are several examples of this in the Torah. For example, when Hashem in the book of Dvarim, Chumash Dvarim, lists the names of the 12 tribes, they're listed there as Hora Uveni, Hashimoni, whereby the name Reuven is listed with the letters Yud and He of Hashem's name surrounding it, showing that Hashem attaches his name to the names of the tzaddikim, to the names of the Jewish people in general. Ki zeh ikara ha-hischaskus v'hasimcha, because this is our most powerful encouragement and joy. Mashezochinu shelo yasani goi. The fact that we have been privileged to be born as Jews, and that Hashem has set us apart from those that aren't as aware of the truth. V'shem Yisrael nikrolein, and we carry the title Yisrael, Jew. Shezeh b'chinas Shem Hashem, which is actually a form of the name of Hashem. Ki shmo yisborach mishutof b'shmeinu, because Hashem places his name together with ours. And this is the essence of our hope and our salvation. This guarantees our salvation. As the Torah tells us, Hashem will never forsake his people because of his great name. Again, because of the fact that his great name is aligned with us. And this is our main confidence, our main trust. Ki v'shem kodshoi botochnu, we trust in the name of Hashem. Ubozeh yochel lechazik es atzmei afilu hakal shebekalim v'agruah shebegruim, afilu poishe Yisrael. And this is something that even the lowest of the lowest, the worst of the worst sinners, can encourage himself with this. Me'achar shadayin shem Yisrael nikrolov, so long as he still carries the name Jew upon him, tzorich lechazek ulahachis esatzmoi bozemoid, that has to give the person great encouragement. Mikolshkin, how much more so, mi shezochol eskariv letzadike emes, a person who's privileged to come close to a true tzaddik or to true tzaddikim. Shebohem ikra hagdolas shem Hashem. They are the ones, these tzaddikim, are the ones who play the greatest role in glorifying Hashem, in elevating the name of Hashem. Bevadai tzorech lismoyach moid, b'ma shezocha li yos shmom nikrolov. A person has to be very happy about the fact that he is listed under this tzaddik. He is a chosid of this rabbi. He is a student of this tzaddik. Ki be'emes, me'achar she'shem Yisrael, shu'shem Hashem nikro aleinu, because the truth is, once we carry the title Jew upon us, which is the name of Hashem, Onu mechuyovim lesmoyach kol yomeinu loylam. That alone has to justify our being very happy for our entire lives. Ki adayin yesh lanu tikvo l'chol ha-toivois u'l'chol ha-yeshuois u'l'mechilas avonois. Because that guarantees us that there's still hope for us. There's hope for us to achieve all types of good, all types of salvation, forgiveness for sins, shemehem ikara hadaigois v'ha'atzvus, which is actually the main source of worry and depression and sadness when a person is feeling that they're swimming in sin. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Edag mechatosi, I worry about my sin. So we see that the main source of worry and insecurity and depression and sadness in a person comes from sin. Ki tekev kishezoichrim b'shem Hashem, because as soon as a person reminds themselves of the fact that I'm still a Jew, I still carry the title, the honorable title of Hashem upon me, and the person uses that as an encouragement, that itself helps the person achieve a complete forgiveness for all of their sins. Because it's from the name of Hashem, it's from this title Jew, that there comes forth all type forgiveness for every single type of sin that a person could have committed. Kamo shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, v'chaper al chatosenu leman shemecho. Hashem, please forgive our sins for the sake of your great name. Ki kol haslichois vakaporois nimshochim mishloish esrei midois shel rachmim. Because we know that all types of atonement and forgiveness comes from the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, shekulam nimshochim mishem Hashem, which all draw from the name of Hashem. Bibchinas, as the Torah tells us, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Jews had participated in worshipping the golden calf, Ani a'avir kol tuvi al ponecho, Hashem said, I will pass before you with my entire goodness, v'korosi b'shem Hashem lefonecho, and I will announce the name of Hashem before you. V'al yidei zeh, and through that, v'chanoisi es asherochoin, I will give charm, I will give forgiveness to the one who I choose to forgive. V'nemar, and the pasuk continues, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, that kaviyachol Hashem announced his holy name, Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra, and Hashem passed before Moshe Rabbeinu and announced the 13 attributes of kindness. Shenim shech al yidei zeh kol hizgalus hashleish es remida shel rachmim, shurak leman shmo yizborach hameshutav v'shmenu. This is what preceded the revelation of the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, which are all for the sake of Hashem's name, which is associated with us, with the Jewish people. So that Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the fact that a Jew reminds himself, I'm still a Jew, that itself has to be a source of serious encouragement to the person, that there's still hope, and that Hashem is with me, and Hashem is certainly looking for my good, for my success. The next paragraph, paragraph 35, Lamed Hei, is still based on Likut Elochus, the laws of Shabbos, but this time it's chapter 6 in the laws of Shabbos, paragraph 9. Kishodom oisek b'tfilo v'avoydes Hashem, uvechol pa'am mizbalbel v'noifel m'avoydosoi, when a person is trying to succeed in prayer and in serving Hashem, and the person is constantly being bombarded with thoughts, with doubts, and the person falls spiritually, Vazai derech habaldovor lizgaris boy v'roitzel apilu mavedosel gamri. Once the person experiences a fall, then the baldovor, which means the yetzahara, the evil inclination, tries to push the person completely down, to get the person to quit completely. מאחר שרואה שאינו יוכל לגמור את תפילות ועבודות בשלמות, על ידי הבלבולים שמסגרים לו בכל פעם באופן אחר. Because of the fact that the person is experiencing this fact that they're not able to complete their prayer or to complete what they're trying to achieve in serving Hashem because of all the problems that they're encountering, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, tries to use this to discourage the person completely from continuing to try. Al kein tzorich odom lizgaber ulizchazek moid. Therefore, the person has to be strong and give themselves all the encouragement that they need. Veleda ulahamin shehatzadik oemes male maat gamaat avoidos leitfulos ametoirofos vamobubolos. And the person has to realize and believe that the true tzaddik has the ability to take even my mitzvos, my prayer, which is not complete, it's not perfect, it's far from perfect, it's a mess. And despite that, the tzaddik has the ability to take that and to elevate it. Ki ikar alias kol ha-tfilos va-toyro va-mitzvos ha-koil hu rak al yidei ha-tzaddik ho-emes. Because the one who is involved in taking all the prayers and all the good deeds and all the study of Torah of the Jews and packaging it and elevating it and presenting it before Hashem, the one that's responsible to do that is the true tzaddik. Ki afilu mi shoisek b'toyro u'mitzvois harbe gam kein eino yochoy lahalois avodosei b'shleimus l'mokom atzorich kim al yidei tzaddik u'emes. Because even the most religious Jew who is serving Hashem properly and well, still that person is not able by themselves to elevate their prayer and mitzvah and to see to it that it gets to where it's supposed to get to. The one who's responsible to do that is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the one who is authorized and qualified and capable of taking all of our good deeds and our prayers and putting it together properly and packaging it and presenting it before Hashem. V'ze ha-tzaddik ma'ale gam kol ha-tfilois v'havoides ha-meturofois. And this tzaddik doesn't only take the perfect prayers and good deeds, he takes the imperfect ones also, the ones that are lacking, the ones that are messed up. He takes those also and corrects them and purifies them and makes them part of that total package. This tzaddik is the one who has the ability to extract the good that's found in our prayers and our deeds, umala oisoy, and to elevate that, uboyne mehem binyonim nifloim, and to build wondrous structures for Hashem out of our prayers and deeds. V'al kein adoraba kol ma shodom roye shabilbulim isgabrim utfilosoy vavoid osoy bekatnus godoil. And therefore, the more that a person sees that their prayers and their mitzvahs and everything are imperfect and they're messed up in all kinds of different ways, the person has to just keep punching and keep chugging and keep trying and keep generating another prayer, another prayer, another good deed, so that the person prepares many packages of these good deeds, shiesh b'chol, whereby in each one of them, even if they're not completely good, they have sparks of good inside of them. V'oz yisoyrer ha-tzadik barachmim gedoylim yoyser, and if the person keeps trying and they keep throwing more prayers, another prayer, another prayer, another good deed towards the tzaddik, even though the prayers are not perfect, they're far from perfect, and the deeds are far from perfect, the tzaddik will take all of these and he'll select out, he'll extract the good from them and he'll put it into the beautiful buildings that he's, spiritual buildings that he's building for the sake of Hashem. The next paragraph, Lamed Vav 36, is based on the same chapter on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Shabbos, chapter 6, but this time it's paragraph 12. Rav Nosson Zal tells us there Yesh Sholosh Klipos Shemarchigim Esod HaMeshem Yisborach. There are three forces of impurity that cause a Jew to become distant from Hashem. Echod magia elov umazikoi baroishoi umachnes b'moichoi v'daitoi machshovois rois shel momoin v'shar taivois. One of these forces attacks the person's mind and tries to inject into the person's mind all kinds of bad thoughts, of evil desires, of wanting to pursue things that are not the things that a person is supposed to be pursuing in life. The wrong type, the pursuit of excessive money or other excesses which are harmful to the person. Excesses in food, excesses in women. Ve'echod, that's one force of tuma, of impurity. Ve'echod, the second one, magia ilov umazikoi leliboi. Umachnis chemde gedoyle beliboi shiach moid moid lechol ataivois rachmona letzlon. The second one attacks the person's heart, where the person's emotions are, and tries to inject into the person a powerful lust, again, for all types of things that the person should not be lusting. Things that the person doesn't really need, things that are excesses. Achafal pikein hoyefshur sheishur boyadayin ezen akuda toivo, shaydeze yachzor v'yizgaber al taiva salev l'machshove shebemoyach. However, were it only for these two problems, the person would still be able to overcome it by the fact that the person still has some good inside of them, which gives them the ability to overcome these wrong types of emotions and these wrong types of thoughts, these things that are going on in the person's brain and heart that aren't really proper. Aval, however, yesh oid klipo shlishis, Shekoshe mikulam. There's a third problem that's worse than the other two. Sheikar isko lahashlich ulahapil esodom ulahachlish daitoi sheyeh nosa gochor lagamri chas v'shalom yashem izboroch miyat tzadikim. This third one is a force of tumah, of impurity, that tries to get the person down, that tries to discourage the person and to tell the person, forget it, stop trying, give it up, give up your efforts of trying to come close to Hashem or trying to come close to tzaddikim. Bebechinas nozoiru ochor. As the pasuk says, let us retreat, let's move back. Va'omer loy, and this evil inclination, this third evil inclination, says to the person, ma l'chol yagei atzmocha etzel hachasidim v'yireim ho'amitim. What do you need all of this for, all of this effort of trying to come close to very religious people? Me'achar shato roye, shato etzlam kvar zman rav. You see that you've been trying this for a long time. Va'adayin kol hamachshavo yisroes, v'tayves alev betokfom. And you're still struggling with all of these bad thoughts and bad desires in your heart. V'lomo atam esyagea b'chinam. Why are you going through all this effort for nothing? Shuv l'achirecho. Go back to your old ways. Go back to pursuing a livelihood, to doing the, you know, looking for the regular, basic physical life that everybody else in the world is chasing after. This third force of tuma is the worst of them all. Ki kol zman she'odo mechazik es atzmoi, eich shehu, yesh loy takono. Because so long as the person doesn't give up, doesn't quit, and the person says, I'm still going to try, I'm still, then that person can still be helped. Ki ha'hiskarvus levad she'miskarev li'irei mukshirim, ze bi'atzmoi yokor ma'oid, afilu im lo yikabel shum kidusha klal chas v'shalom. Because the fact that a person is trying to come close to religious people, that itself is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. It's very important and very special. Even if the person does not achieve any improvement whatsoever inside of themselves, even if the person hasn't grown whatsoever personally yet. Just the fact that they're trying to come close to a sincere group of religious people, that itself is very meaningful, and that itself is a major success. And even if it appears to the person that, look at this, I've been doing this for 3 months, and I'm worse if I observe my status now after 3 months of trying this, I'm worse than I was 3 months ago. I'm doing things, worse things than I was doing even 3 months ago. The person has to be honest with himself. It's not his trying to come close to religious people that is causing him to do bad things. Because most definitely, if the person would listen to what these religious people are advising him, the person certainly would be much better off, both in this physical world and in the world to come. It's only because of the fact that Hashem gives us such a wide latitude of free choice in this world. And therefore, unfortunately, people go through what they go through. Who knows? If in these 3 months he had not been close to these religious people, who knows how much further down he would have been gone. Because a person can be pretty sure that had he not come close to these, to the tzaddik or to these religious people, he'd be much worse than where he is right now. And a person shouldn't fool themselves by saying, boy, I was better off before. Because none of us know what lies ahead of us for the rest of our lives. Because the enemy, the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, lies in ambush for each and every one of us every single day and every single moment. And if a person has been trying to come close to a tzaddik or to real religious people, that has certainly benefited the person, and that has certainly saved the person from doing all kinds of bad things. Just the fact alone that he's trying to come close to the tzaddikim. The next paragraph 37 in the book Restore My Soul, is based on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, Chapter 7, Paragraph 7. Roiv hanafilois shel hodom humachma shekvar nesoyer kama pomim l'Hashem Yisborach v'nofal mizeh. Most of the failures that people experience in religion, in spiritualism, is usually because of the fact that the person feels they've tried several times to advance, and they didn't succeed, and as a result of that, the person gets discouraged. But the truth is just the opposite. Because the truth is that even a Jew who leads a complete life of sin, their entire life, they're doing sins and they don't repent. If in the last moments of the person's life, the person repents, Hashem forgives the person for everything they've done wrong their entire life. As our rabbis teach us. How much more so? If a Jew is trying to improve and trying to come close, and they don't succeed, and they try again, and they fail again, and they keep trying, shebevadai yesh loy tikva, that for that person there definitely is hope, ובוודאי בנוקי לא יויסר לא שובה שמסבור הבאמס. And things eventually will definitely get easier for that person in terms of being successful in doing a sincere repentance. Ki leis reuso tovo de isavid. This statement is a quotation from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh writes, there is no such thing as a good desire on the part of a person, a good intention on the part of the person, that goes lost. Even if a person doesn't succeed in performing a good deed, just the thought alone, I wish I could do this mitzvah, I wish I could help this person, I wish I could come close to Hashem, I wish I could study Torah, I wish I could pray better, that thought alone, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, is inscribed in a person's record, and it's sealed in a safe deposit box for that person. And Hashem treasures that and considers that very important, and that can never be destroyed, that can never go lost. The next paragraph, Lamed Ches 38, is based on the same chapter on the Likutei Halachos. This time it's paragraphs 17 and 23. Bishas HaChurban V'hanafila, when a Jew experiences destruction, failure in their efforts to improve, in their failures, in their efforts to become more religious or to become religious, Anu mekablen chiyus behelam godol daika mebechina elyoina moed. When a person fails to connect with Hashem in the normal way that they're trying to connect, during that time that they're not connected to the regular channel, they're actually drawing spirituality from a much higher source. It's in a hidden form, it's very hidden, but they're actually drawing from a second channel. I compare this many times to a building that has its normal electric outlets and its normal electricity, flow of electricity. And then when something goes wrong and the electricity fails, there's a backup generator of emergency lighting that's able to keep the building lit for a certain period of time until the regular lighting is repaired. That emergency lighting, on a spiritual level, when a person is trying to connect Hashem in the ways that a person usually does, and they fail and they lose that connection for a certain period of time, during the time that they're not connected via the regular channel, there's that emergency lighting that kicks in. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us that that's a much higher level of light. Shehu soid bechinas kisei de miskasya. That's a level of light that comes from the throne of Hashem. The Hebrew word for throne is kisei, and the word kisei also means covered up, hidden, referring to a hidden light. Rak she'ein hachius nimshach kim ma'at de ma'at ubehelam nifla. It's just that the light that the person is receiving is very, very minimal, and it's in a very hidden way. Just like, again, in the emergency lighting in a building, in a room, usually that's not the full lighting that the person's used to under normal circumstance. It's much, much less. Ve'oz tzrichin l'chapeis achar shemizborach moed. And when a person experiences that type of fall, that type of feeling disconnected, then the person has to search for Hashem. And to give themselves the encouragement, the motivation that they need to stay connected. Because Hashem, I know that you still are with me. Gamato, even now. Therefore I cry out to you and I ask you, Hashem, where are you? Where is your light? Please don't conceal yourself from me. This is what we find the prophet saying to Hashem at the end of the Lamentations, the Echo, which we say on the 9th of Av to mourn over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, where the Book of Lamentations concludes with the words, Ato Hashem lo'olam teishev, kisacho l'dor v'dor. You, Hashem, are always there. Your throne is always established from generation to generation. Bechinas kisyanal. This is this throne that we referred to before, which refers to that hidden light, that emergency lighting that kicks in when the regular lighting is extinguished. Lomo lonetzach tishkochenu. Hashem, why would you want to forget us permanently? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho. Hashem, let us return to you. Let us repent. Help us repent. Vayidei kol ze shiyechapes gamo zachar kvoidei yisborach. And if a person does this, meaning that even when they're experiencing a major destruction of their spirituality, the person doesn't give up, they don't quit, but they search to reconnect with Hashem, Yizke Shetisape Hayurido Lalia. That person will find that they'll be able to springboard back, they'll be able to turn around the fall to a major elevation, to a major success. Veyizke lekapil hachius tikdusha hagavoyanal bezgalia ubeshefa godol. And then the person won't just get that emergency lighting on a minimal basis, but rather Hashem will turn up the light for that person. And that person will receive a major blast of light if they don't quit, if they don't give up, if they don't allow themselves to get discouraged and to say, forget it, doesn't pay. Paragraph 39, which is based on the same section in Likutei Halachos, it's Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav, chapter 6, paragraph 49. Here, Rav Nosson Zal refers to the concept of Pegimas Halavona. We know the Gemara tells us that when Hashem first created the world, originally, the sun and the moon were equal in stature. They both had the same amount of light. And then at one point, the moon came with a complaint that it's impossible to have two kings sharing one crown, meaning to have both on equal stature. And Hashem said, if that being the case, you humble yourself, you lessen yourself. And the light of the moon was made smaller from that point on. And we're told that eventually in the future, when the final redemption will come about, then the light of the moon will be restored to its original stature. There will be tikun pegimas halavana. The moon's light will be restored to its full level. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Iker tikun pegimas halavana hu al yidei hizchaskus shebo al yidei simcha. One of the things that a Jew can do to play the most important role in correcting the deficiency in the moon, in filling in that missing light, is when the person is happy. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us in the book of Nehemiah, Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Rejoicing with Hashem, this is your fortification, this is your greatest strength. V'ze shehizir Hashem yizborach kama pomim es Yehoshua chazak ve'ematz. And this is why we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the most outstanding leader of the Jewish people, when he passed away, and the leadership was given over to his student Yehoshua, we know that the Gemara compares this rabbi and student, Moshe and Yehoshua, to the sun and the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the light of the sun. His student Yehoshua represents the moon in comparison. Just as the moon reflects the light of the sun, so too a student is a reflection of the light of his rabbi. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us, this is why you'll note that the book of Yehoshua, the book of Joshua, begins with Hashem speaking to the prophet Yehoshua repeatedly, three times, telling him, Chazak ve'ematz, be strong, be firm, don't get discouraged. Because the student, those who are trying to come close to the tzaddik, those are the ones who symbolize the moon, and they're working at encouraging themselves when they're feeling down, when they're feeling that they're not succeeding the way they'd like to be succeeding religiously. Every time that they force themselves not to get discouraged and to keep trying again and again, they're actually playing a major role in perfecting and correcting the deficiency in the light of the moon. And this is what will eventually definitely lead to the geula, to the complete redemption of Klal Yisrael. The next paragraph, paragraph Mem, paragraph 40, is based on the same chapter on the Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav, chapter 6, paragraph 54. Milchemes Amolek, Shehu Milchemes Hayetzer, Hi Milchama Aruka Ma'od. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the battle that each and every single one of us is going through in trying to be religious, in trying to come close to Hashem, in trying to improve ourselves, this battle is actually referred to as the battle against Amalek. The evil inclination is sometimes referred to as Amalek, who is considered to be the worst of all the nations of the world, a composite of all the evil of all these 70 nations. And the most important, most powerful way that we're able to subdue and defeat this Amalek, this evil inclination, is by having the proper encouragement. Shekol ma she'ivra lo'odom kol yimei chayov yechozok mo'id livli lahaniach lahapil esatzmoi b'shum oifim. So that no matter what the person is going through, no matter how much the person is struggling and failing repeatedly, not to quit, not to give up. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'atziya Sheol, even if I feel myself falling down to the lowest levels of Gehenim, Hineko, Hashem, you're still there with me. I know that I can still reach out and connect with you. V'gam Mishom Yikro V'Yitzak El Hashem B'Klois HaNefesh. And even if the person is feeling like they're as far down as could possibly be, the person should cry out to Hashem with everything they've got, with the deepest yearning. Bebechinas mi beten sho'el shivati. As the Torah tells us, the prophet Jonah, Yonah Hanovi, when he was swallowed up by the whale, and he was in the bowels of this whale, in the whale's stomach, for a period of 3 days, surrounded by total darkness, what did he do? He cried out to Hashem. He said, Hashem, I'm crying out to you from the bowels of Gehenna, of darkness. V'ze ikar derech ha'tshuva shano iskim lahamshich b'yomim hanoiroim ha'gdoishim rosh hashanah v'aser simi tshuva yom ha'kippurim. And this is what it's all about in terms of the repentance that we try to achieve during the 10 days of repentance from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. This is the main victory and the main success that a Jew is trying to achieve at this time, during that period of time. Ki kol zman she'odom einoy miyayish esatzmoy umechazek esatzmoy lahaschol b'chol pam echodesh eich shehu. Because so long as the person doesn't give up, they don't quit, but rather the person encourages themselves to try again, no matter what's happening, hu nikra noitzeach es hamilchoma. That person is considered a victor, a success. Ki be'emes lashem hamilchoma. Because the real one who is carrying on this battle against Amalek, against the evil inclination, is Hashem himself. Because it's impossible for a Jew on their own to succeed in overcoming their evil inclination. As the rabbis tell us, Kimaim Razal, Il Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, Loi Yocholoi. Were it not for Hashem helping a person, the person could never succeed in battling against an angel, in battling against their evil inclination. K'may Shekosov, and as the Torah tells us, Milchomo LaHashem BaAmalek. It's Hashem himself who's carrying on the battle against Amalek. Rak Shehodo Mechuyev L'Chazik Esatzmei B'chol Pa Mechodosh Livli Liois Nosei Gochor Mimilchom Azois. However, our job, our responsibility is not to quit, not to give up, not to retreat. No matter what, under any circumstances in the world, not to give up. This is what's referred to in the words of the Holy Zohar, Shomar, Man Notzach, Man Do'ochid Monei Krova Biyadohu. Who is the victor? Who has succeeded? The one who is holding his weapons in his hands. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that during the period of the 10 days of Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, each and every one of us is struggling to try to repent, to try to correct our misdeeds, to try to accept upon ourselves new resolve to improve and to do the right thing. And after those 10 days, we enter into the holiday of Sukkot, where we carry the lulav, the etrog, and the hadasim and aravos. We hold these four types of vegetation, these four items that grow from the ground, we hold them in our hands, and we recite special blessings over them. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us the symbolism in this is that just as when two armies engage in battle, the victor is the one who comes back holding his weapons high. Our holding of the lulav and the esrog and the hadasim aravos in our hands during Sukkot is a symbol of victory, that we believe we've succeeded with our prayers. We believe we've succeeded in arousing Hashem's kindness and mercy to forgive us for whatever we've done wrong the previous year and to accept us anew in this new year, that we're with new resolve to improve and to do the right thing. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that who is the victor? The victor is the one who holds his weapons in his hands. Rav Nosson Zal tells us here another very, very important symbolism in this. Because most definitely, when it comes to this battle against the evil inclination, against one's own evil desires, the person doesn't necessarily get to see that they're winning, that they're succeeding. Because it's a long, long battle throughout the person's lifetime. And the exile gets stronger. And each and every one of us goes through what we go through. You know, all kinds of difficulties in our struggle to improve, in our struggle to come close to Hashem. However, despite that, so long as the person still is holding their weapons, they haven't quit, they haven't given up. And we know that the most important weapon of a Jew is prayer, as is explained in other sources. We know that prayer is compared to a sword and spear. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim and Psalms, Roimamois kel begroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, v'cherev pifiois biyodom, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. The double-edged sword of a Jew is their prayer. So long as the person hasn't given up, hasn't quit, they're still holding their weapons in their hands, they're still willing to fight, they're still willing to try, we are definitely being successful. That itself is success. Success is not giving up, not quitting, the willingness to continue trying. Because so long as the person is still trying to pray and to reach out to Hashem, that person is included in the category of those who are winning the battle. Because this is the essence of success on a religious level. Success is trying. That itself is success. It doesn't matter how much you achieve, so long as the person is trying, that's what Hashem is looking for the most, and that's what Hashem respects and loves most about the Jewish people, their stubbornness, their relentlessness, their unwillingness to give up and quit, no matter how many times we fall and fail, still trying, still believing that Hashem is not going to forsake us completely, and that we will eventually do the right thing and get into His good graces completely.